This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And in the studio tonight, you have Ian.
And Vincent.
And, of course, you can take control of the airwaves. That's the point of Free Talk Live. You're also welcome to join us online over at freetalklive.com. Lots of interesting news to start out the show with here tonight. Apparently there was some alleged ISIS attack. I honestly don't know anything about it. Vincent, I have not had a chance to look into that story.
But where? ISIS attack where?
Ohio.
Are they talking about the stabbing / car ramming?
That's what they're talking about, yeah. Have you been following that?
Yeah, I heard a little bit about it.
There is the story here from Reuters, a Somali immigrant who injured 11 people at Ohio State University in a vehicle and stabbing attack before he was shot dead may have followed the same path to self-radicalization as militants in a number of lone wolf attacks, according to U.S. officials.
He posted a message on Facebook describing his motives.
Which has something to do with being Islamic?
Yeah, something along those lines. He did mention Allah a lot.
The story says that the Islamic State militant group claimed responsibility Tuesday for the attack. Abdul Razak Ali Artan, age 20, was shot dead by a police officer Monday moments after he plowed his car into a crowd of pedestrians, then leapt out and began stabbing people with a butcher knife. Investigators, well, good thing they banned guns on campus, huh?
Oh, of course, yeah.
Investigators were probing the background of Artan, a Muslim who was a lawful permanent resident of the United States and student at Ohio State. No motive was given by police. So far, investigators have found no strong evidence linking Artan to other known militant individuals, cells, or groups, said two federal law enforcement officials who declined to be named because the probe is ongoing. Artan's actions fit the pattern of lone wolf militants who carried out attacks in the United States, such as the gunman who shot to death 49 people at a nightclub in Orlando, Florida, earlier this year, and the man who killed four Marines and a Navy sailor in shooting in Chattanooga, Tennessee last year. The gunmen in those two attacks were also Muslim and were killed by police. A federal official who asked not to be identified said that while Islamic State has claimed responsibility in other attacks, investigators have seen no evidence so far that the militant group's role was anything more than inspirational.
Yeah, they claim... it's more of a propaganda thing when they claim responsibility for the attack. Yeah, maybe their spreading of, violent ideology was responsible for it, but it's not as if there's any, like, link, like they're in contact or anything.
They didn't give him the knife and the gun or the car or whatever. They want to claim responsibility, but ultimately, they probably didn't specifically instruct him to do it.
And they do it for nearly every attack that happens.
Right. Investigators were looking into a message posted on Facebook by Artan that contained inflammatory statements about being sick and tired of seeing Muslims killed and reaching a boiling point, said a law enforcement source. He said, "Stop the killing of Muslims in Burma," on his Facebook post. Violence in Myanmar, which is also known as Burma, has sent Rohingya Muslims fleeing across the border to Bangladesh amid allegations of abuses by security forces. All of Artan's Facebook postings have been removed from the social media website, which I always find unfortunate. Whenever any incident, whether it's a terrorist attack or just someone goes crazy and does something wherever, that Facebook or Twitter will almost always pull down the post. Now, are they doing that on their own volition, or are police ordering them to pull down the post? Obviously, the police are getting a copy for evidence purposes, but why do they make that choice?
I wonder if there's a policy, like if someone dies, who takes down the Facebook? Like if, how does Facebook verify? Let's say my grandfather has a Facebook page and then he passes away. Mm-hmm. What happens to that page? Do the family have to like file a report to Facebook and ask to take it down?
I don't know. That's a good question, because I've certainly seen Facebook pages stay up typically when people are dead. There are some people that, you know, who I've known who have passed away, and their Facebook pages are still there, and they usually have, you know, best wishes notes and fare thee well kind of notes from old friends and family members.
If I recall correctly, the Boston bomber, the younger one, he had a bunch of friend requests right after he did the he did his thing, right?
I think so.
Yeah, he had a bunch, and that was a thing with the whole Rolling Stone magazine cover.
It's the claim of, or in its claim for responsibility, Islamic State news agency Amaq posted a photo of Artan wearing a blue shirt and sitting with greenery in the background. It described him as a soldier of the group. The caption read, quote, "Brother Abdul Razak Ali Artan, God accept him, implementer of the Ohio attack, a student in his third year at university. He was born in Somalia, arrived in 2014 into the United States, according to a federal official. They believe that he may have lived for as long as 7 years in Pakistan," said the official. "And Somali refugees often spend some time in Pakistan before coming to the United States." Investigators are trying to assemble a full picture of Artan's associates and recent activities. And then they go on to talk about how, you know, people are still injured, some of them, and many people are rattled over this, obviously. And, of course, these kinds of attacks inevitably lead to more calls for security, more calls for the government to keep you safe. Now, Vincent, you've been a fan of Donald Trump, although he said some things you don't like. You know, how do you feel about the inevitable call here? I mean, I don't know if Trump has commented on this. I haven't looked for whatever it is he's had to say.
He gave condolences. Condolences.
But, you know, he's somebody who is a supporter, from what I can tell, of a police state. He is somebody who supports having police kind of security, border security, in the United States, and very prevalent throughout the United States, for the idea of, you know, claiming he supports the police, claiming he supports security, as though you have to support a greater police state in order to support security, which is, you know, it doesn't follow.
From what I've been following from his campaign since, 2015, it's been now, I never saw any reason to believe that he was in favor of, say, like, the militarized police state Obama brought about.
He's not going to roll it back, I'll tell you that.
Granted, and I wish he would, but I think in terms of this, what the effect, the most relevant policy he had was probably either higher vetting or just overall ban of bringing in refugees or immigrants from areas, as he says, affected by terrorism, which, I'm pretty sure Somalia and Pakistan both are involved in that list of countries.
Probably would be on that list, yeah. Whether that will actually stop violence from happening is another question, because as you've seen, certainly even though people from Mexico are not allowed to come here without, you know, having paperwork, there's still plenty of people who come here anyway. You know, they find their way
in. Yeah, it's just easier from Mexico than from across the seas, I imagine.
That's true. But no one's, it's not impossible to imagine that somebody who is dedicated to the idea of, let's say they... let's say that they had their family blown up in a drone strike in Pakistan or wherever it would be that might happen. And, their family is now dead. Their home has been destroyed. They now have nothing really to live for from their perspective in a lot of ways. And, you know, they may decide, so I'm not legally allowed to immigrate to the United States anymore. So I'll just go ahead and take a trip over to Canada or Mexico and then pay a coyote to smuggle me across the border, where I will then get into the country and blow something up show them what's for.
You mentioned Canada and Mexico. Then, when we have the border security, and I remember I wasn't alive back then, but the Millennium Bomber, he tried to get in through the relatively lax security at Canada with a bomb to blow up a Los Angeles airport, and he was stopped by border security.
Well, if you go under the border, then the border security isn't going to be able to stop you, right? I mean, you are aware that drug cartels will literally tunnel underneath border walls.
Oh, yeah. And it's similar to the wall in Israel. We're not just saying we're going to put a wall and then we're just going to leave and say, okay, everything's fine. There's going to be people patrolling around there. Geez, maybe even, I think they have aircraft at this point going around there,
sure,
security camera system and stuff. So it's not like we're just going to leave it there unattended, say, okay, we've set up a wall. All right, guys, time to go home and crack open a beer. It's not going to be like that.
The other challenge, you know, even though if you put a lot more men down there, that just means that the smugglers have to pay off more guards, because it's not uncommon for drug smugglers to give, and people smugglers as well, I'm sure, to give payoffs to the people who are on the Border Patrol at whatever the point is where they want to cross, to say, hey, you need to look the other way when this, you know, yellow truck comes through on Thursday at 10 a.m. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Thanks for calling SomaBiotics. Are you calling for a free trial of our belly flattening breakthrough?
Actually, I already got the free trial. It totally flattened my belly.
Wow, that's great news.
But now I have a problem I never thought I'd have. My belly just keeps getting flatter. I mean, I don't want to look like a runway model, but I don't want to stop taking SomaBiotics either. Because seriously, I've never looked this good.
Well, here's one thing you can do. Only take SomaBiotics every other day. That'll keep up your results without making your belly too flat. And if you ever need to ramp up your belly flattening results again, just go back to taking it every day.
To get your free trial of SomaBiotics, call 1-800-961-5687. You're going to love how you look. And if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. But hurry and call now for details while they're still giving it away for free. Call 1-800-961-5687. That's 1-800-961-5687. 1-800-961-5687.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food storage I love to eat. Yum!
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
safety free. That's 855-450-3733. Alleged terrorist attack involving running somebody down and stabbing people out in Ohio. That's certainly the top story in the news in the U.S., it seems like, at the moment. It's Ian and Vincent in the studio with you tonight. And, of course, you can join us online anytime you want. Just head on over to freetalklive.com and get interactive there. Now, if something bad happens, whether it's a madman on a stabbing spree or a policeman who's taken you and, you know, abducted you or whatever, or has pulled you over, or something's on fire, or a medical emergency, or, you know, whatever bad thing might happen, Cell 411 has got you covered. This is a great app for your smartphone. Vincent, do you have Cell 411 yet?
Yeah, I do. I don't have the latest incarnation of it, which allows ride sharing.
That's correct. So the first and foremost, the reason why Cell 411 was created was as a decentralized emergency response app. The idea is to basically replace 911. And the idea is essentially that you can alert your friends and family members or even total strangers in the public that something bad has happened to you, and they'll get a GPS-based notice of, oh, hey, Vincent got pulled over, and it'll show your location. In fact, you can even stream live video of what's happening on that scene. So that allows your friends to know where you are in case they want to come help you out. Your tire got popped while you're on the interstate. Again, it's nice to have somebody, you know, come help you out rather than having to, let's say, call a tow truck or something like that. So Cell 411 is a big help in that way, and it's been doing that for more than a year. You can go and get it for free at getcell411.com. And as you mentioned, they added ride sharing this year, actually just about a month ago or so. And that just takes this app to the next level, and it's already was an incredibly useful app. Now it's probably the killer app for smartphones. You got to have Cell 411. It allows total freedom for drivers and riders to make choices that they've never been able to make under Uber and Lyft. And I love it. Go to getcell411.com. That's getcell411.com. As we continue here, we were talking about the idea of, Vincent, you are still of the belief that the government can crack down on the border and stop people from coming in here. But
yes,
you already know that the government, when they put a war on something, generally fails at that war, right? Like, so the war on poverty hasn't eliminated poverty. You could argue there's more poverty now because of the war on it, because, you know, welfare programs that keep people in poverty.
I'd say in terms of abstract, like war, you know, war on poverty, war on drugs, the abstract, that's where governments fail at. But compared to
war on immigrants isn't abstract in your mind?
Well, I mean, it's more of a physical thing by saying, here's this line, you cannot cross this line.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a physical line that's one of the things the government, you know, originally was supposed to do is protect borders from foreign invasion, which, as you know, it's not a military invasion yet, but that's why I see it as.
Was that what they were originally supposed to do? I mean, the United States was so large compared to the amount of people that were in it back in the day. There was no protection whatsoever. If you wanted to roll up on a ship and, you know, get out onto the shore and walk away from it, no one would know about it in 1796
yes,
or whatever.
But we've evolved past that, I believe. Yeah, I do understand. I shouldn't have said originally and intended, but that's what I see as. I'm a believer in a night watchman state, at least currently seeing, at least with, you know, what we currently are, and I do believe that.
But who watches the watchmen?
It's the people do. We have to have a vigilant populace.
That hasn't worked so well when it comes to police abuse. I mean, we've seen all kinds of examples of police hurting peaceful people, murdering innocent people, raiding the wrong home.
Yes,
I mean,
because we don't live in a night watchman state. I will admit that we live in a total police state.
Okay,
I'll admit,
all right.
Yes.
And you're not happy about that.
No, I am not happy about it.
So if you want to comment on the alleged terror strike, again, ISIS claiming responsibility for what appears to be a lone man who, you know, was mad and probably for legitimate reasons, like, hey, stop bombing some country.
Yeah, that shows the Burmese kill a bunch of Ohioans.
Well, I mean, regardless, the United States government has absolutely bombed a bunch of places.
I know. Just saying his whatever.
I don't know what hand they had in Burma or whatever. I'm not sure about what's going on.
I do remember something about some kind of atrocity happening in Burma. Like, again,
they're probably providing the weapons, would be my guess. Right. That's just a guess. I'm completely uneducated on that.
Yeah, I think from what I understand, isn't it called Myanmar now, Burma?
Yeah,
Burma was the old colonial name. From what I understand, the U.S. doesn't have too much relations with them. It's not like we're propping them up like, Noriega. I think it's just something the U.S. turns a blind eye to. Then again, I don't know. This attacker didn't strike me as being very bright. So.
There's always that possibility. Yeah, he just wanted to lash out, even though maybe the U.S. government doesn't have much to do with it. I don't know. If you know more about the U.S. government involvement in Myanmar, you're welcome to call in toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. But I'm going to give Trump some credit because I give credit where credit is due, you know, where Obama made some correct choices. Didn't happen often, but, you know, where that happened, I gave the guy credit, like when he said that he wanted to get rid of Guantanamo Bay. Ultimately, he didn't, but he said it. But he actually did get rid of, or he did pardon some people who were in jail or commute their sentences or both. He's pardoned a number of nonviolent drug offenders from federal prison. I think that was the right thing to do. So I've given credit where credit is due. I'm not across the board going to hate on somebody who's a politician when the clock strikes right. And in this case, Trump got something right here, or at the very least, one of Trump's advisors got something right. A story from the Washington Post, a top advisor to Donald Trump on tech policy matters proposed all but abolishing the nation's telecom regulator last month, foreshadowing possible moves by the president-elect to sharply reduce the Federal Communications Commission's role as a consumer protection watchdog. In an October 21st blog post, Mark Jamieson, who on Monday was named one of two members to Trump's tech policy transition team, laid out his ideal vision for the government's role in telecommunications, concluding that there is little need for the agency to exist. Quote, most of the original motivations for having an FCC have gone away. Telecommunications network providers and internet service providers are rarely, if ever, monopolies. Now, I'm interested in seeing the full post. I haven't actually looked at that yet. I just thought it was, you know, an interesting story because, well, it definitely affects our business. Yes. This would be nice to see if there was actually no FCC. I mean, imagine what that would mean for the radio world.
We could say bad words on Free Talk Live again.
Well, but could you, Vincent? Because if you think about it, there's always the marketplace that is the regulating factor. And in the absence of a government regulator, then the marketplace provides voluntary regulation. So, yes, there could be a radio station that is directed solely at adults who are, you know, super vulgar.
Howard Stern.
Howard Stern FM or whatever. And that could exist, but I don't think most stations would be like that because you still have to satisfy the advertisers.
If the advertisers
don't want to be associated with some sort of vulgar TNA radio or whatever, then it's going to be hard to make the budget for that station work. But let's talk more about this, and I'll see if I can pull up, I don't know, maybe the guy's blog post is actually pretty good. We'll see what he has to say. It's entitled, Do We Need the FCC? 855-450-FREE. However, I would caution you not to get your hopes up. It's likely not going anywhere. It's Free Talk Live.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too.
Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Bring up anything that you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. It's Skype username lrn.fm. And if you've ever wanted to start up your own blog or website for your business, for instance, you can do that with HostGator. If you've been sitting around, not sure, you're a little worried about what the process is like, you're not sure about how to do it, well, the folks over at HostGator make it easy. They've got 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support. They got a one-click, easy installation for WordPress and an intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. Plus, a 99.99% uptime rating and also a special deal for Free Talk Live listeners. You can go to HostGator.com/FTL, and if you do, you'll get a special deal. In fact, it had been 50% off. Now, I don't know when it's going to go back to 50% off. We don't yet know when the 65% off sale is going to end, but it's at 65% off right now. So if you've been waiting, now's the time to get off the fence and go and get started building your website. Come on, it's the 21st century. It's time to get on that thing. Go to HostGator.com/FTL. Get 65% off to start if you're a Free Talk Live listener. HostGator.com/FTL. All right, so what would broadcasting be like if there were no FCC? There are news headlines that have been going around over the weekend suggesting that a Trump advisor named Mark Jamieson, who posts at a website called techpolicydaily.com. He wrote an article called Do We Need the FCC? And apparently Trump has appointed this Jameson fellow to his so-called tech policy transition team. Now, I would caution people to not get their hopes up when it comes to something like this. In fact, I'd like to know, when was the last time in the history of the United States that a federal agency, a bureaucracy, was created and then later eliminated?
The Bureau of Indian Affairs?
No. They are still around. They are called, I believe, the... I think they're still around, called the Bureau
of Indian
Affairs.
Well, they changed their name. I'm just saying it was destroyed, then changed the name, put it into...
Yeah, name change doesn't count.
Okay.
Like the reshuffling of the Department of Homeland... Right. So, like, the Department of Homeland Security didn't exist before. ICE used to be called the INS. So, that's not what I mean. You know, when did they actually shut down a bureaucracy and give all those bureaucrats pink slips saying... See you later.
Sayonara.
Yeah, when has that happened? Maybe it's happened. I just, you know, would be completely unaware of it. So if you know, you can call in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. Because, of course, the FCC is going to fight tooth and nail to try to stay as relevant as they can. Of course, they're not relevant. They just stand in the way of actually getting things done. You want to see technology take off as far as its pace is concerned? Get rid of the FCC. No doubt, tech is one of the least regulated sectors in the United States. For instance, computers have been a great example of the basically the free market in action. There's very little regulation beyond some FCC certification of non-interference of devices that computer chip makers and hardware manufacturers have to go through to bring their products to marketplace. So there's not a whole lot of regulation there. And of course, you can see how amazing the computer industry has been over the years. You know, if you go back 20 years and you look at a $3,000 computer, it doesn't do, you know, 1/100th of the work that a $300 computer does today. So, you know, the prices come down, the quality goes up.
Well, take a look at one of the most regulated industries, you know, pharmaceuticals.
Healthcare.
Yeah. I mean, how many people lives could have been saved had the FDA not, you know, put a new cure for some disease on trial for 10 years and then the company ran out of money because they couldn't get through all the hoops and circles?
Yeah, it happens all of the time. And the FDA acts like the Food and Drug Administration is who you're talking about there. They act like they're doing everybody a favor when all they're really doing is protecting individuals from making decisions about their own life. If I want to decide to take some experimental medicine that's completely unproven, you know, if I come down with some kind of terminal illness and it's like, well, nothing else is working, I'm willing to try this. It's my body. I should be able to do what I want with it. Well, the FDA says, no, you can't do that. We need $1 billion, and we need an application fee, and we need, you know, all this.
You need lobbyists.
Right.
You need to be part of Big Pharma, all of that junk.
Right, which means that if you're not part of Big Pharma, even if you come up with a cure for AIDS or cancer or something like that, good luck getting it, you know, through the, where are you going to get the $1 billion or whatever that you need to get it through the FDA? It's not possible. So the FCC, even though there are some areas of tech that it doesn't really have its tentacles into, it certainly has its tentacles into communications and you know, in the realm of cable television, the realm of radio, in the realm of broadcast television. What remains of that? There's not much left there. And also now internet with the internet regulations and the net neutrality, as it has been called, forcing internet providers to treat all traffic alike. The FCC is a meddler, and that gets in the way of business getting done. It gets in the way of efficiency. It gets in the way of new developments. We've talked before about how the FCC actually stopped cell phones from coming out probably by about 2 decades.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, you could have probably had cell phones in like the 60s, but instead, you ended up getting them in the 80s. And the technology was there. It was applied for with the FCC, and they sat on it. Just like they sat on a local guy here in the Keene area applied for a radio station license. The FCC had one license that they had determined would be available in the city of Keene, New Hampshire. Small city of about 23,000 people. There aren't a whole lot of radio stations here. There's a lot of open bandwidth on the FM and certainly on the AM band. But this was an FM station. And the FCC, in all of their wisdom, had decided there shall be one new FM station in Keene, New Hampshire. And two organizations applied. One was an individual who did not own any stations in town. The other was the sort of corporate mega group in town that's got like 9 stations, basically. They never decided. The guy, he applied in like the mid-aughts, so like a decade ago.
Oh, yeah.
And he left, actually probably was the early aughts, but anyway, sometime like more than a decade ago, he applied for this. And I knew him because, you know, there aren't too many radio people here in the area, so I knew the guy. He told me that they never made a decision and that he was leaving town because he wanted to go, like, retire in Michigan. And so the guy who applied for the radio station, you know, it would be probably the only independently owned radio station in town if it were actually granted, was up against the mega corporation Saga Broadcasting, and the FCC was like, oh, we just can't. I don't know. We just can't figure it out. Well, thanks for the application fee, guys. I mean, come on. I mean, yeah. It would seem... Look, I don't support the FCC existing in the first place, but it would seem obvious. Do you grant the license to the company that has 9 stations in town or the guy who doesn't have any? That's a really tough decision, isn't it?
We're paying taxes to fund these people.
Yeah. And the other thing is, they'll only open up the broadcast application window for a very limited time. So people will ask me, like, well, what's it take to get a broadcast license? Why don't you just go get one? Because there's been pirate radio stations here in Keene. Well, why don't you just go and get a legal license? Well, number one, you can't. Even if you had the money that it takes, and it's not cheap, you know, you've got to have money, just probably thousands of dollars just for the application fee. I remember trying once to go through the FCC's code to just try to find what the number is for an application fee, and I couldn't figure it out. So you got to hire an attorney who knows the FCC regulations, then he'll take care of the paperwork for you, bring on an engineering firm, they got to do certain required studies, you know, all this crap's got to be done, and you can then apply for the license.
And you pay all that money, and you don't even have a chance of getting it.
Well, maybe there's a small chance, but it's not likely. Again, presuming the window is open for applications. Most of the time, there's no open window, so they'll just, you know, reject you out of hand. Oh, we're sorry. The window's not open for the application process, so you're going to have to wait until we open it. Well, when are you going to open it next? We'll let you know. Or you'll have to ask us. Or, you know, whatever. Yeah. There's no customer service there whatsoever. So no wonder the radio industry is as, I don't know, lethargic.
Stagnant.
Yeah, stagnant. That's a great word for it. As they are. They have no real competition in their direct space. Now, they've had competition added due to the Internet. So that's kind of been the game changer when it comes to radios. But still, in their market, they are limited in who can compete on the radio. And maybe, I wouldn't get my hopes up, but maybe this Trump guy will try to change that. We'll talk more about his perspective here in moments. And this is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
You want disruption? You got disruption. Cell 411, the world's most disruptive and empowering app, knows you want ride sharing with payment options for cash, Bitcoin, silver and barter, as well as credit cards. And they know you want more than promises. Cell 411 delivers. The same great emergency management app, now with ride sharing. Freedom to travel is a right. You don't need big business telling you how to do it and taking fees. Go to the App Store now and download Cell 411 and get riding.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live, and you can bring up anything you want. More about the FCC. Will it be eliminated under the Donald Trump administration? It's Ian and Vincent in the studio here tonight. Also want to invite you to join us online where you can watch us live via our webcam. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com and accomplish that. We're actually live on YouTube and Facebook. So if you go to our Facebook page or our YouTube channel, you'll find the live streams there as well. So feel free to bookmark and share those things, and we appreciate that. So once again, freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones, to the fun, we got Chris listening in Albuquerque, where we are on Kiva. Hey, Chris. Chris in Albuquerque. Do we have a Chris? Thought I heard somebody there. Chris going once.
Hello?
Hey, Chris, you're on here.
Hey, Chris, how you guys doing?
Welcome, sir. You're on the radio. Go ahead with your thoughts.
All right, cool. So I live in a very liberal society.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
I live in a very liberal society. How do I get my very liberal friends to listen to something besides Occupy Democrats? Any thoughts?
Occupy Democrats? Is that a show? Is that like a radio show? What is
it's
that?
Like a Facebook feed that's very, very extremely anti-Trump. And I want to get them to listen to at least something besides that. What would you say to do?
LRN.FM, of course, Free Talk Live.
Well, I mean, obviously, we'd love to promote Free Talk Live, our own show. But while I am not in favor of Trump, Vincent is. So it's
well,
not a.
He didn't necessarily say in favor of Trump. He said anything except whatever far left wing garbage we're listening to.
Well, yeah, maybe you could.
Exactly.
I'd say Free Talk Live is a good sort of. I'd say Free Talk Live is somewhat neutral because, you know, on the nights I'm on, it, you know, some of the discussion tends to be more right wing, but other times it's more neutral. I imagine your left-wing friends would appreciate some of the points brought up by Ian and some of the other
hosts.
Well,
yeah, maybe hearing a discussion where it's not all one-sided, like it is here with you and I, Vincent, maybe that's something that they would appreciate. Maybe you could kind of pitch, like, go download this episode of Free Talk Live or give them a link to the download later when I post it at freetalklive.com and say, hey, listen to these people arguing about Trump or whatever. Maybe that... would be something. Although I'm going to praise, I'm praising him in this particular instance in possibly hiring somebody who might want to get rid of the FCC.
Huh. Okay. I mean, that's pretty much all I had, man. I just want my buddies to, just where I am, it's like if anybody thinks you remotely have anything to do that's right-wing or conservative, like, it's like I'm very Hispanic, but they immediately would assume I'm a bigot. And it's like, how do I overcome? I'm a teacher. So it's like, I want to be able to open my students' minds, but I don't want to be shunned out. Does that make sense?
Oh,
I don't want
okay.
to listen to me.
So you're talking about students, not a group of your friends.
Yes. Well, I mean, it's really both, dude. I'm an instructor.
Right. So you're, as you said, you're surrounded by this. At least when it comes to students, you do still have that sort of I'm in charge here authoritarian thing where you can suggest something and maybe some people will listen just because of the fact that you're standing in front of a classroom. So you can use that to some extent to your benefit. But what you could do is also, find episodes of Free Talk Live that you thought would resonate with lefties, because there are positions that we'll take here on the air, like ending the war on drugs, for instance, that certainly a lot of young people appreciate that idea, the idea that you own your own body. These are concepts that, this isn't a conservative show. This is a libertarian show, first and foremost. So, hey, there's this great discussion they were having about ending the war on drugs, and I want you guys to listen to this and, tell me what you think about it, or we can have a discussion on it in class. Certainly, feel free to use us as classroom material if you feel so inclined.
If you don't want to be overt, well, sorry, I guess I'll give you a chance to respond to Ian.
Oh, no, I mean, go ahead. I'm listening.
Okay. All right, no, sorry. And if you don't want to be overt about it, so you don't have, a parent coming in complaining, saying, oh, what are you doing, showing my kid this certain point of view, you could also start doing some of the philosophical things, like teaching them how to think for themselves, like empiricism, epistemology. And instead of, saying, here, this is what these guys are saying about a topic, you could say, all right, teach them how to collect evidence, how to, sort of create an opinion on their own, and instead of having them absorb all kinds of, either left wing or stuff, like just indoctrinating them.
All right, man, that's pretty much all I need.
Let us know how it goes, Chris. Thanks for the call, dude. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Our toll-free number, if you want to take control of the airwaves, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype as well. It's Skype username LRN.FM. Yeah, feel free. I don't believe in intellectual property, which is also another kind of interesting discussion that isn't necessarily a left-wing versus right-wing discussion. And maybe that's something else, What does it mean to be left-wing? What does it mean to be right-wing? Many people consider themselves to be liberals and or conservatives because that's what mom and dad were, and they really don't know why they are what they are, and they really don't know what, if anything, that those particular people stand for.
I just use that as a simplification, so I don't have to explain it too much, because I was had a discussion with my dad, who describes himself as a constitutional conservative. I said, why do you still call yourself a conservative after 8 years of Obama? What are you trying to conserve?
Exactly. Typically the conservatives will sort of hearken back to the good old days when America was like blah, blah, blah. And it probably wasn't really like what they thought it was, white picket fences and perfect nuclear families from the 1950s. I'm sure that was a thing to some extent, just as it is today. But the bad news, for instance, didn't get around back then like it did today. So it's not to say that there weren't murders and terrible things going on at that time. It's just that you didn't know as much about it. You never heard as much about those things.
Yeah, because, I think we might be oversaturated with bad news because of the internet and the 24-hour news cycle. But I also kind of want to add about liberals. They say, what are conservatives trying to conserve? Well, how are liberals liberal? Because when you think of liberals, you think of, Democrats or just left-leaning people. And it used to be classical liberals, they'd want all kinds of freedom of ideas, freedom of speech. And a lot of liberals today, as a generalization, they want to limit free speech, like as in terms of hate speech. And they want to tell you what to do with your money through taxation and welfare. So as people say, it's a left-right paradigm. It's kind of false.
Oh, yeah.
In some cases, they're both sides of the same coin, both left and right. It's tyrannical. And then I will admit, some left and right were also, you know, so the left, they, in terms of like drugs and such, they, that's more of a pro-freedom, but in a lot of
cases, there's a lot of hypocrites there too. I mean,
they want the government to run the whole drug trade instead of having it be free, like
right.
in Canada.
And even while some of the people on the left will say they're in favor of independence for the individual as far as drug use is concerned, typically the politicians aren't. I mean, folks like Hillary Clinton, for instance, are notorious drug warriors. And then you've got people like Joe Biden, or if you go as far back as Joe Biden, of course, was noteworthy in the early part of the 21st century here, where he helped to try to pass the RAVE Act, which put a whole lot of restrictions down on, you know, people who might have drugs in a specific place. And then you've got Tipper Gore. You go back into the 1990s with the whole parental advisory explicit lyrics thing. I mean, so as much as the lefties want you to believe that they actually care about your own personal freedoms, it's a bunch of crap. So I think it is interesting to and instructive to look at this. And the same thing's true of the conservatives. Oh, we support small business, but they also support regulations and regulations that drive a lot of businesses out of the United States. So, you know, there's plenty of examples of hypocrisy from, you know, both sides of the aisle. And I think those can all be interesting discussions to have, especially as a class. Like, well, what does it really mean? Oh, this is a question we'll ask on the radio, and it usually brings out some interesting calls. There's, like, certain topics that are kind of evergreen topics that you can almost guarantee is going to be an interesting discussion. It's like, okay, conservatives and liberals, why don't you call in and tell us what it means to be conservative? What does it mean to be a liberal to you? Just go ahead, describe it. Because as Mark Stevens has pointed out from, he wrote the book Adventures in Legal Land, really a great, brilliant guy, a libertarian or a voluntarist can sum up their belief system in one sentence. A liberal or conservative cannot possibly do that because they don't really have a principle. The conservative is, their principle is, well, I'll just support whatever the Republicans support. And, you know, the liberals are, well, I'll just support whatever the Democrats support. I'm generalizing, obviously.
You're totally on point with that, yeah.
Some people would support whatever the socialists support or whatever, you know, so.
Well, that guy you mentioned, is he the one who came up with the whole mantra that libertarians are fiscally conservative and socially liberal?
No.
No, that's
Mark
not
Stevens
the sentence?
Is not that guy.
Okay,
no.
That's good. Good.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. And, of course, the one sentence is that, you know, I don't support or advocate the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals. I, you know, think you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as you don't hurt anybody else. That was two sentences, but you could use either one of them. And one of them shorter than the other. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2 coming up.
If you had one day to teach someone economics, what would you say? We would say that innovation and prosperity requires economic freedom. Visit fee.org/courses and check out Economics in One Day, a crash course in free market economics that you can present to your community. For over 70 years, the Foundation for Economic Education has been a champion of liberty. Start today at no charge by visiting fee.org/courses and learn why economic freedom matters.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.